You're listening to SBS News.
Sexual assault survivor Ruby Clare says she was let down by police after reporting her rape in 2015. Determined to improve the process for others, she's now teaming up with detectives to educate the public about sexual consent.
My experience reporting wasn't a positive one, and I left feeling really let down by the system that was designed to seek justice and represent its citizens in the court of law. I decided to write a letter to the police, and I wanted to talk about, yes, not only my experience, but I was convinced that other people had had negative experiences reporting as well.
A new 5-part social media video campaign set to roll out over the coming weeks shows members of the public answering questions about their understanding of sexual assault.
Sexual assault is not consented by the other party.
Ooh, I would say probably the lack of consent. Yeah, that would make sense as a definition.
Detective Superintendent John Kurletek from the New South Wales Police Child Abuse and Sex Crime Squad says he's hopeful the campaign will encourage victims and witnesses to report incidents of sexual assault.
It will impact. If someone listens to this today and says, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm absolutely sick of this. I don't care. I've been with this person for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. I've had enough. They're the people we want to reach out to as well.
Over the past 2 years in New South Wales, the number of recorded domestic violence assaults increased by 4% and the number of sexual assaults rose by almost 8%. Victoria recorded a 6.5% jump in family violence last year, the highest on record. Domestic assaults in Western Australia jumped 2% in 2019. Rape and Domestic Violence Services Australia Chief Executive Karen Willis says she holds serious concerns over a suspected rise in domestic violence amid COVID-19 lockdowns.
We are really scared about what's going on in homes around our country at the moment. Our organisation has seen a nearly 30% drop in phone calls, but we've seen a 36% increase in online contacts. So that's someone nicking into the loo with the phone and making contact with us.
Ms. Willis is calling on companies and organisations to be on the lookout for employees who may be suffering from abuse and could be put at further risk by working from home. Police say officers are also being educated in how to deal with sexual assault complaints. If you or someone you know is impacted by domestic or sexual violence, call 1-800-RESPECT or visit the website. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.